Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
800-218-4958.
Steely Dan bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Pam Danziger. Pam is the author of the new book, Shops That Pop. I encourage you to go to her website, unitymarketingonline.com, and check it out and use it. There's a lot of stuff there, folks, besides all of her books, which are several, on retail and on luxury customers. Go there for the research, too. She's really, really keeping things in front of us that are important things we need to know. Pam, and I want to thank you for that, for your hard work.
Thank you.
So we're talking about the QVC-HSN merger,
yes.
What it will do to disrupt the retail landscape. And you were talking about how to be distinctive, and you were telling us a story about an older lady named Iris.
Yes. Iris Apfel, she's a fashion icon. She is, when she gets up in the morning, she is a little old lady, gray-haired old lady that everybody would ignore and would pass right by. But when she puts on black glasses, as I say, everybody would know her face. She's got these distinctive black glasses. She wears loads of jewelry, real fashionable clothes. When you see her on the street, she's a woman that you want to know. And that's the importance of claiming a trademark, a distinctive personality, and expressing it and get it out there. And that's what QVC and HSN
And make people want to be part of that.
Right.
Make customers want to be part of that.
And that will make you memorable. I mean, do you remember Mad Men where Don Draper presented the Heinz, his Heinz commercial, which didn't mention Heinz ketchup at all. It was just, he said, if you own the customer's imagination, your ad will run all day. If you can get into their head. And that's what memory is. So you really need to be out there, put yourself out there, and be distinctive. I love uniforms for retail. But the owner should also, claim, I dye my hair blue. It sounds crazy, but I do it because it makes me distinctive.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, it makes my blue eyes show pop more, but you need to be different. You need to make a statement, and it needs to be true to you. So it just depends on what, maybe black glasses, black big oversized glasses aren't the thing, but maybe a distinctive hat.
Well, part of what you're talking about, Pam, is something, and I wrote about this again this weekend in my column, and it's what I call Nesbitt's razor. John Nesbitt said, the more high tech we have, which
right.
I'm going to include HSN's, QVC, Amazon in that group, the big e-tailers.
Yep.
Because if they're on television, they're still electronic. So that assault is coming at you from one end of the barbell, and you're on the other end of the barbell. And the one thing that you can do that they can't do is high touch.
Right. Exactly.
And Nesbitt prophesied: the more high tech we have, the more high touch people will want. And nobody the Nesbitt razor is the best news for small business.
Right. You bet it is. And you have to put yourself out there, and you have to be a people person, and you have to be memorable. And there are little ways that you can do it. You don't have to, it doesn't have to be big. Just buy a distinctive hat.
Yeah. Well, and you've talked to us about this 1,000 times, Pam, you told us this, about the experience.
Yes.
People are coming. They can get, I remind people that whenever they do a Google search, or an Amazon search for something, they'll find 149 different offerings of that product, and there may not be a nickel worth of difference from the top to the bottom. How do they pick one? They picked one because it was more interesting to them. One vendor was more interesting to them than another one, or something else that was a high touch type of thing, because they've already got the product. Now they got the price. How do they decide? They decide based on a high touch thing.
Right, exactly. Interest, experience, grabbing their curiosity, and
what other people said about you.
Right.
That's a high touch thing.
That's right. Absolutely. And you talk about Google. One thing I got to say: so many small businesses do not claim their Google space, Google identity, and Google knows all the small businesses all around the country.
Yep.
It has a little website for you that you need to claim, and it's easy to do.
There's a number of them. Manta has the same thing, Manta.com.
Yeah.
They've got yours there. You need to go claim that.
This is
all part of local search.
It is.
Which is the high-tech part of the razor.
Yeah, we got to use high-tech to drive them to our store, to our establishment, so we can do the high-touch part.
And the high-touch to get them to come back.
Yes,
on their own, right?
Right.
I need the website one more time.
It's unitymarketingonline.com, and my book, Shops at Pop.
All right, so check that out, folks. Hey, Pam, always a pleasure. Good job today. Come back.
Great, Jim. Thank you.
See you next time. Pam Danziger, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we get smarter when Pam joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.